It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. This morning we're going to travel over to CCM Health in Montevideo. And we got a great subject to talk about this morning. And we have Stephanie Baldwin on the phone. We have some other guests as well. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Paul?
Good. Thanks for being on Wellness Wednesday this morning again.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Why don't you introduce the other people that are with us this morning on Wellness Wednesday?
Sure. So I'm Steph Baldwin. I am a nurse practitioner here at CCM Health. I've been here doing my advanced practice role for about 6 years, but I've been at CCM Health for a total of 11 and in healthcare for over 15 years. Next night we have Dr. Novotny, and I'll let her introduce herself.
So I'm Dr. Lisa Novotny. I'm a family physician over in Montevideo, and I have been at CCM Health for 6 years now.
And I'm Megan Grimsley. I'm a family nurse practitioner, and I have been at CCM Health for just coming up on 3 years.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us, all three of you, on Wellness Wednesday. I don't think I've interviewed three people at once on Wellness Wednesday before. This might be a first.
Lucky you.
All right, Stephanie, let's talk about our subject a little bit here. We're going to talk about the Thrive program at CCM Health. So, Stephanie, let's talk about obesity. Obesity is something we hear a lot about, and so how do you define it from a medical standpoint then?
I view obesity, and it's more upcoming in our society now, as a chronic complex medical disease, and I can't stress that enough. So many times we deal with obesity years and years and years, or we'll go on a diet, lose weight, and it'll come right back. So you can essentially view obesity as something like prediabetes, hypertension. These are all chronic diseases that need to be treated. Obesity involves genetics, hormones, metabolism, environment, stress, sleep, medications, nutrition patterns, and it requires long-term management, and that looks different for everybody, but it's certainly not just the quick fixes either. When we approach it as a medical condition rather than a personal failure, and we truly believe that people get the support they deserve when they come see us and look at different options for treating it.
Okay, so why is obesity rates on the rise in the United States, especially, I think, in rural communities like ours?
Megan Grimsley is going to talk about this one for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that obesity is rising in rural communities, just like it is a lot across our whole country, unfortunately. We notice that there's limited access to healthy foods and high prices. We have more sedentary jobs, high stress, poor sleep. We have genetic components, lack of prevention resources, and just fewer structured weight programs and gym access and structured programs.
Okay, so what health problems are linked with obesity then?
And this is Dr. Novotny talking. So while people that might carry extra weight don't always necessarily have health conditions, we know that carrying extra weight can affect our health, and it increases our risk for hundreds of conditions, including type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, sleep apnea, fatty liver disease, and it certainly can affect our joint health as well. And we know that even if it is affecting our health, losing even 5% of our weight can dramatically reduce those risks.
Oh, wow. Okay. Just 5% weight loss can help that then, huh? That's pretty. Okay. So where do you start with treatment then? What does conservative or lifestyle management actually look like?
Yeah, so we all three have a little bit different style of practice, but we're all in it for the same goal. And the WHO recently recognized obesity management, but it's a very collaborative approach. And that's with realistic, sustainable changes, not restrictive diets. But that's something like improving protein, increasing fiber, what is your hydration status, but involving resistance training. When we look at muscle exercise, that type of resistance training, it's not necessarily all for weight loss, but it's to help your endurance, your cardiac health, your body muscle mass weight. And then things that come along with weight loss, it helps encourage bone density and things like that. It's also prioritizing sleep. If you're not sleeping, you're eating. So it's really important to recognize all of these things, and then addressing emotional needs or binge eating, and then reviewing medications that might be causing weight gain too. So we focus on behavioral coaching, accountability, support systems, using third-party apps on your phone, but it's very individualized, and also basing some of this off people's lab work, because if they have chronic diseases, sometimes medications are necessary for this as well.
Well, speaking of medications, we know we hear a lot about GLP-1 medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and who are these medications for, really?
So GLP-1s are appropriate for people who have a body mass index of greater than 30 or a BMI that's greater than 27 that have comorbidities, so such as diabetes, obstructive sleep apnea, hypertension. They are going to work by lowering the inflammation, improving insulin resistance, and then slowing that gastric emptying, which helps support that appetite regulation. These medications are tools, so they're not magic. Mm-hmm. They do work best with that lifestyle changes and medical monitoring.
Yeah, I have quite a few friends on the medications like that, and boy, some are pretty successful with that. But my question is always, are weight loss medications safe? And people hear mixed messages, I think, on that, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, when they're prescribed appropriately and when they're monitored by a trained clinician, they are very safe and very effective. I think, you know, looking at obesity itself, it carries far more risk than medications. Things that we certainly watch for are kind of the con side effects like GI upset, gallbladder issues. You know, we want people to incorporate, you know, nutrition changes and making sure they're keeping up on their exercise to keep up with their muscle mass. We want to make sure, you know, we're monitoring you, making the dose adjustments, working with our dietitians for your nutrition as well. And we typically see that the benefits greatly outweigh the risks for most patients.
Right. And, well, I have a personal experience with this. What about people who don't want or can't tolerate medications like me? I've tried Ozempic, and it didn't work well. You know, I couldn't tolerate it.
Yeah, so that's really good. So a couple of things with this is we really dive into what are you eating, because a lot of times side effects comes with what you're doing or what you're not doing. But in the end, in the event that we've, you know, out-resourced everything we can, there's still other oral options for obesity, and those are certain medications like craving and addiction medicines. There's multiple combinations of medications that target the hunger and the craving sections in your brain, metformin, and then obviously making sure your metabolic health is optimized if there's any other diseases going on, like thyroid issues, prediabetes, insulin resistance, also focusing on your metabolic health, strength training, and then environmental triggers. And then there's also the option of bariatric surgery, which we do not do here, but that kind of leads us into our next question. So
when is bariatric surgery appropriate then, Stephanie?
Yes. Well, yeah. So bariatric surgery, there's a lot of different things coming down the pipeline with bariatric surgery. And, you know, we have our duodenal switches, we have our Roux-en-Ys, we have our gastric sleeves, but new and upcoming is the endoscopic sleeve, which is a non-invasive surgery. It's an in-and-out type of thing, but it still comes with the conservative management of obesity, and that's mental health, that's dietitian help, that's physical health. But typically when your BMI is at a certain range, looks a little bit different for different types of surgeries. If you've exhausted medication options, there's a genetic component to this, or medications don't work with certain type of genes. So that's another big topic coming down the pipeline of obesity, is genetics and epigenetics.
Okay. So, can you talk about the stigma around obesity?
Yeah, so weight stigma is probably one of the biggest barriers to care. People are often blamed for something that's biologically or genetically driven, and that prevents them from seeking help. I think that a lot of times we've looked at obesity as it's a problem of willpower or just about appearance, but really we're trying to drive home that we need to treat obesity the same way we treat any chronic disease, so with compassion, science, and long-term support.
Okay. So if someone listening right now is struggling with their weight, where should they start? What would you suggest?
I would recommend starting, you know, with your primary health care provider, but you can certainly reach out to us at CCM Health as well and ask for a visit with the Thrive program, and we take referrals as well. You certainly don't have to wait until things are, you know, really bad. We want to see you and work with you before that time. We will look at labs, review medication, review your lifestyle, including nutrition and exercise. And then we explore kind of medical therapy and what your goals are and what's going to work best for you. You're not alone. There are effective evidence-based treatments available to help manage your weight, and we would love to be with you on that journey.
Okay. Great subject this morning, ladies. Anything else you'd like to add before we sign off here?
Paul, I think we could talk for hours about obesity because we love it. We're passionate about it, and we believe in what we do. But that kind of sums up what we have to say today.
All right. Great job. You know, I asked everyone when we do Wellness Wednesday, what do you like about working at CCM? What do you like about your job? All three of you.
So this is Steph. I'll start. I believe that rural healthcare is unique. I think we're not just caring for patients, but then we get to care for the families, we get to care for generations, and for entire communities, and that's the sense of connection of why I'm here.
And this is Dr. Novotny talking, and I was born and raised in Montevideo, so having the opportunity to come back and serve my community and help to hopefully enrich my community is one of my driving passions for working at CCM Health.
Megan Grimsley talking here. Rural medicine, I also grew up rural, although I'm transplant to here in Montevideo. I would say the biggest thing is being able to have that extra time to even just discuss preventative care, because that's really where my passion is.
Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. We got a little bit of time. Can you talk about the Thrive program that you have at CCM Health there? Can you talk about that a little bit? What's that all entail and how people can get involved in it, with it?
Yeah. So, you know, we call it a Thrive program, but it's really very individualized. So you come in, you meet with us, and we have a lot to offer between our, you know, our wellness center, dietitian, behavioral health, physical therapy, personal trainers, and then the management from the providers as medical doctors and nurse practitioners. I guess that's kind of in a sense, but it's hard to answer that question because each person's plan looks a little bit different, but we have a lot to offer when you come in, and it can be as basic as you want it, or you can go with everything and feel fully supported that way.
Okay, great. Well, appreciate you being on Wellness Wednesday this morning. Great subject there. And if people have any questions, how can they contact you guys?
Yeah. So if anybody has any questions, they can certainly call us. Our direct line to CCM Health is 320-269-8877, and you'll usually get a scheduler or an operator that will direct you where you need to go. If you say, I'd like to make an appointment with the Thrive Clinic, they'll know the providers and nurses to get you in contact with.
All right, real good. Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Stephanie, and thank you, Dr. Novotny.
Very good.
Thank you, Paul.
And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.